So the New England Journal data, in, as I said, in 1999 and then followed up in 2000, showed initially in a group that were described as high risk, or they at least had a family history of breast cancer, there were 639 women, and if they cornered in on those that are high risk, they were actually only 214. And in fact, when this paper went around, before it got published, it took some time to get it published, actually, a lot of these women who'd had risk-reducing surgeries had no risk factors, and this had to be boiled down eventually to this particular set. So there were actually seven breast cancers that occurred in those women, three in the high-risk group, which amounted to a 90% reduction. And when they followed it up looking at the carriers, you can see actually that this wasn't a particularly high-risk group, in that only 12 out of this entire group had proven pathogenic mutations, and in fact none of those 12 developed breast cancer.